Welcome back to Catapult, everybody. My name is Casey Clark. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Cultivate Advisors. Glad to have you join us on Catapult Your Business podcast, where we take one question every week, we break it down with experts, and help you catapult your business to the next level. I'm super excited to be here. We've got a great question for today. We're going to talk a little bit around why does building training for your team help you scale your business faster? Seems pretty obvious, but yet so many owners do not invest and build proper training to get their team off the ground. So we're going to dig into that. Now, the person who brought this question, his name is Vince Carone. Vince, welcome to the call.
Hey, Casey. Good to see you. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited.
Glad to have you. For those who don't know, Vince actually works on the Cultivate team. And a lot of what his role is actually helping build training for the entrepreneurs that are within our community. So brought the best person I knew who builds training all day, every day, to the table so we could have an open conversation about this. So let's jump right to it, Vince. I mean, let's just get to the brass tacks. Why do people, you know, I guess, why does this question even matter? Like, why should people even care about why should training, you know, help build, you know, build their team and help it scale?
Yeah, I think I think there's several reasons why this is a super important topic and why I get passionate about it when I'm working with my clients. You know, for starters, as we all know, the cost of hiring is very, very high. And it's not, you know, in today's world when employees have choices, you know, if you get somebody that you want on the team, you want to be able to keep them. You want to be able to retain them. And having a good structured training program helps build that confidence, especially out of the gate, but as a continual process within the company. So it helps with retention from there. I think development and growth also comes from these like measurable and repeatable systems. When you remove the unknown from something, people can actually develop and grow faster. The quick example is my son's playing football this year for the first time. Doesn't know anything about football. And so he has to, everything's unknown, right? So teaching him how to run faster and catch the ball is actually pointless right now because he has to learn where to stand. What is a quarterback? What do you do when the quarterback says hike? And that's a lot of like what people need to invest in is those upfront pieces, because the sooner that unknown is stripped, you could actually focus on the running faster, the catching the pass, and all the stuff that actually grows them into what you want them to, you know, to achieve and what they want to achieve. And then I also think, you know, just investing, you save time, you can do more, there's consistency. And above all, you actually increase your enterprise value when you have your systems documented and laid out, and you could pop up another role, another company, another position, you know, just by having that playbook handed to you on a silver platter.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that third one really resonates, right? I can't tell you, I mean, you know this, but how many owners in our community, when they first come in, it's like everything's in the owner's head, right? You're just like, Always. Yeah, that's actually not helpful. Like, oh, I want to sell for a lot of money. Yeah, that's not going to happen because it's all in your head. There's no way to pass the torch and pass this off to the next person, right? Which is crucial. And I love the piece that you talked about too. I call it graduated learning, right? Where it's like teaching them only what they need to know when they need to know it and level setting that out over time versus trying to fire hose people with a bunch of content. I want to take a step back though, for people coming in, right? And kind of listening in to like, why are we talking about this question? Like, the reality is most of you and most entrepreneurs that we work with are operating in a reactive environment, right? Like they're like, oh, probably should have better onboarding. Oh, probably should have trained better. Oh, we got to start them in 2 weeks. We can't build anything. It's too hard to build training. And I hope what you hear today on this episode here is not only just why is this important, how to think about it. That's important, right? To have the right paradigm shift in terms of how to approach training. But also, we're going to get down and dirty and talk a little bit about some tactics of how to build training fast. To where even if you are a little bit in that reactive mode, you don't have to go all the way to the nth degree to get training out. I think people just overcomplicate this massively. And we want to help you kind of unravel that. So take me a little deeper down the rabbit hole here, Vince, right? Like, I'm just curious, right? Like, let's acknowledge that we know we're going to keep better talent. We're going to get better performance. We're going to increase enterprise value because we're going to get it out of our head. These are all the reasons why you need to build training and why it's going to help you scale. But how the heck do you even approach it? Like, where do people even start? Because I feel like it's like every role, all the different, what do you train when they first start? What do you train a year in? What do you train 5 years in, right? It's just, it's a never ending and the world's always changing. The training always needs to change. So just How do people get started, especially these folks that are maybe running a $1 to $20 million company?
Sure. I think that's like that's the hardest part, right? Most of my clients are great at what they do, but they can't think in terms of architecture of how to actually kind of put this piece together. So let's go real simple, and then we'll kind of dive into a little bit more in the weeds, right? So most people don't have the most of our clients don't have the luxury of building all this stuff from the very start. You probably already have an employee or a couple of employees or a team, so you're already kind of operating in the middle. So since it'd be ideal to go, how do we build everything from the ground up from the first employee on? But since you have people already, let's start with just think of FAQs. What questions are you answering the most? If you had to put a list of going, if I get asked that question one more time.
Entrepreneurs never feel that way, Vince.
Never feel that way. You're the gatekeeper. You have the answer. So here's my quick advice to you. The quickest approach is you have to train it one more time anyway, because somebody's going to ask it. So train it for the last time and document it. Document the process this time, and then you can start referring out that documentation when that question comes up again. That's the quickest way to get any of this started and feel like there's some progression.
Are you getting the advice you need for your business from this episode? Do you want to get more than just one question answered and have it customized to you and your business? Well, Cultivate Advisors works one-on-one with thousands of business owners every day. Let them help you scale your business today. Don't just listen to this episode. Take action and go to cultivateadvisors.com to see which advisor you get matched with and receive a free 2-hour business assessment on how you could scale your business to the next level. Act now at cultivateadvisors.com.
I love this. I mean, and I think what it really tends to, the thing I would have shared is like, I just modulate it, right? Like I just find so many people think about like structure of training and they don't think about modulation. Like I just need to have a module on how to answer one question.
Yes.
So, like, oh, I need to train somebody on all the way through on their role. It's like, no, you don't. It'd be nice to get there.
You will get there down the line. Yes.
Down the line. But for now, just think of everything in very small micro learning modulations where you are just going, I keep getting asked this one question. Here's the answer. Here's where you find the resource. And here's how you take care of it. 5-minute video, paragraph documented, and into a place or some type of system where you can easily modulate and jump to the different modulations to get the answers you need. So you are pointing them to that resource versus having to rehab the conversation and hash it out again.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point too. You said a 5-minute video or a paragraph in a document. It can be both. That's always great to have like this full structure. It can be either or. And if it's quicker for somebody just to go, here, I'm just going to show you. I'm going to do a screen recording, capture it, and send that out. That can be the first iteration of training. It could be just a voice recording, talking somebody through it. That could be the first iteration. Down the line, you get to the ideal, you know, McDonald's University.
Yeah.
But even McDonald's started out with just, you can Google it. They started out with just a spiral handbook like anybody else. We don't get to the university right away. Start out simple, make it easy. But the point is the implementation is what you said, is you refer to that documentation when somebody asks that question again. Don't answer it. Start building a system of people going to find where that documentation is.
I love this. So owners listening in, right? This is about slowing down. And when somebody asks you the question, going, great question, I'm going to go record that or put that into a format for 15 minutes tomorrow, and I'm going to send it to you.
Yes.
You have to retrain your brain to start doing this. Now, question is, does it have to be for the owner, or can the owner take that down to their team as well?
Yeah, the owner can take it down to their team as well. And in fact, that's I internally, actually, just to peel the curtain back here. That's what we did. We decided, like, you know, a year or two in, like, hey, we've got so much stuff we've actually learned, and that is actually on repeat now. We have to start to go do this. And I've used this process with a lot of my clients now that we actually just said, hey, here's 10 team members. They're all experts on at least two things. What are you an expert on? You. And we just said, okay, I want everybody to record a 5-minute or less video on each of those two things, and I want it done by the end of next week. And all of a sudden we had 20 training videos at the end of that next week. And guess what? What do we do the next time? 2 weeks later, hey, what other two things are you really good at? Do those. And we just started doing that. And all of a sudden, within a month, we had 80 to 100 different micro modulated training videos on processes that we were using all the time. Right? I mean, it was
it got it up crazy. Like, it was It was fantastic when we did that. And I know you've had a lot of success having a lot of other owners do it, but there is a mindset, right? Like the owners listening in, there is a mindset to this of like, we are going to start to capture. You almost have to be like celebrating, like our goal is in 3 months, we have 50 modules created. And again, you don't, you know, just to tie in, it's like, you can't aim for perfection. It can be an audio recording. It can be an outline of 5 steps with 3 screenshots. Like it doesn't have to be the same format either. You just need the information to be documented where if somebody competent enough was able to read it, watch it, listen to it, they would be able to at least move forward in the right way.
100%. And think of what that does also now when we backtrack into the why, when you want to retain somebody. What does that do for the confidence in somebody on your team when you say, hey, you're an expert. Can you actually build that for us? And they go, oh, I'm a part of this now. I piece that together. I've got my thumbprint on the organization. I'm not just taking the orders. I'm actually helping be a part of something. So there's a lot of layers to it as well.
Absolutely. Makes sense. Okay. So, you know, I'm even thinking about this. I don't even know how we do this, Vince. So I'm going to learn in this point with everybody else listening in. Like, how does this work, right? I'm just thinking labeling, naming conventions, organization, like, Let's say people take this on and you generate hundreds of these modules and you finally have it all documented. It feels like it's just going to be a big mess.
Yep. So think of it like I like to call it a training sandwich. This is how I try and get everybody to think about it the easiest way. It's a training sandwich. The top layer is the welcome to the company piece.
Okay.
The top.
This is all
the
stuff I need to know about general about the company because like I'm joining the company.
You're joining the company. Mission, vision, values, culture, expectations, company policies,
what departments we have,
handbook,
what roles do what,
or chart, any of that. Doesn't have to be all of that, right? Don't overload yourself. It could be any of that falls into the top bun of the sandwich. The bottom bun of the sandwich is the technology that the whole company uses. Okay, what do we use? You know, what email program? What project management programs? What CRM systems? What expense software do we use? All the technology. So those are the top and the bottom bun because everybody in the company uses that. Sure. In between, right? The in between of the sandwich is always customized. People don't want lettuce. They don't want tomato. I want this. I want that. Okay. So the in between is where we start to get a little bit more custom. And we're going to say there's departments and then roles within those departments. That's where it starts to get a little bit more custom. But within that, it's the same piece as like almost like that top and bottom layer. What are the expectations of that role? What are the policies of that role? What are the responsibilities of that role? And you can start to break down in a grid. If you were to map those out, what are those little components? Like, what are the responsibilities of this role to make sales, generate proposals, do that? And you just one word or two in each cell going horizontally. If you're following along in like a spreadsheet, okay, you just start to build the grid that way and you're going to miss stuff. There's going to be glaring holes.
You have so much documented.
So much documented. And you're going to make this big grid. And then you're going to look at the grid and go, where do I actually need to start? What is the most – I'm hiring somebody tomorrow for this role, so it doesn't make sense to start building my training on this other thing.
Right.
That's where I'm going to start. And you'll start to reshift, and you'll have different parts of this sheet get filled in over time. And that's what we did. We built out this massive grid.
Right.
And we still don't have it all done. We've had to reprioritize other pieces.
Right.
And we started building that 4 years ago.
But the key is you've essentially laid out, here's everything we want somebody to know when they join the company. Here's everything we'd want them to know around technology. So the guardrails and the glue keep the business together.
Yep.
And now we're going to come in and list every role and every function of that role and lay out all the things we think we need to train them on. And it creates this massive grid. And you just start working away, right? As you get them, you just link them into it. I mean, that's people. I think people think like, I got to get a really nice, pretty LMS system, or I got to build this perfect platform. You know, Vince, you build platforms for people, right? And you build this all out for it to work. So, of course, we're interested in that. But when people are just getting started, it's also okay, just those first 10 or 15, they start to just link them into this same spreadsheet that everybody's going to find what they're looking for. If it be a Google Doc or Google Sheet or whatever it might be. But eventually, you do need to get to like a better naming, tagging system, reporting, analytics, understanding, right? And that's where the platform, I think, really shines, is that it brings a, you know, a level of maturity to be able to people to search it and find it, even when they don't even know what they're searching for.
No doubt. Yeah. Down the line, once you have your stuff, then it's great. How do we have a better organization so we can implement this wider as we start to grow? Out of the gate, you can't have a system to put it in if you don't have anything to go put into there.
Right.
So out of the gate, to your point, spreadsheet, bunch of Google Docs or Word Docs or any type of shared doc, and you just grab that link and you link it in the spreadsheet and you send people the spreadsheet. Because all you need is your big buckets, the welcome to the company, role-specific technology. They can actually just do their own lookup. Oh, this is a technology question. Oh, we have it right there. How to use Google Sheets for this. Click into that link. It pulls up the doc, and away you go. Now it's easier to find.
Thanks for tuning in to Catapult Your Business, where Cultivate Advisors is helping you catapult your business one question at a time. Are you running your business, or is your business running you? At Cultivate Advisors, they'll match you with an expert advisor and do a free two-hour deep dive for your business. This will give you the clarity you need on how to get your business to the next level. Cultivate has worked with thousands of businesses. What do you have to lose? So head over to cultivateadvisors.com and sign up for your free two-hour session.
Love it. Wealth of knowledge, Vince, as always. Thank you so much. Curious, like, you know, ChatGPT, AI, you know, all these AI voice training companies are popping up everywhere. Like, just curious, like, how much do you encourage owners to use this? Like, do you have a proven formula or system you've learned? It's like, this is the best way. Like, don't get so distracted. Like, just do this. Like, just any advice you could give, because I know owners are really looking for more and more ways to be more and more productive when it comes to building out this training.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's automate when you can. So, I mean, that's the whole point of using those types of tools, right? I had this just about an hour ago this morning. I had a client. There's two partners on the call, and they're trying to build out this whole process. It's all in their heads. And I said, I want you to each record it for me. They sent it to me yesterday. Our meeting was today. You know, so Vince, I hope it's enough time to get this to you. You got this real short window. So what I did, I took their two recordings. I had them transcribed. There's programs, Google Docs can help transcribe it. Mac Whisper is a program I use if you have a Mac. Rev.com, it costs money, but Rev.com is a great one as well. Transcribe the recording. Okay, take that transcription, copy it, go into ChatGPT, and type out these exact words. I want you to create step-by-step instructions for this, and then paste the transcription, and it just puts it into a modular form. Just, you know, session one, A, B, C, D, and it just maps
out your training outline.
And all they had to do was just go record it. And they were sitting there wondering how we get, you know, this could take so long to extract all this information. No, just go tell it to me. Pull out your phone. There's a voice record button on your phone. You have some type of voice memo app. Hit record, speak into it, send the file into a transcription service, ChatGPT it, and there's your whole process laid out in front of you. You know, got that yesterday. We had a call today with the whole process mapped out right in front of us, and we were able to go, great, now let's talk about how we would actually begin to train this now we actually see it for the first time ever.
I hope everybody's really connecting the dots who are listening in today, right? This isn't about slowing down and, oh, I got to plan everything out from the beginning and go spend tons and tons of time. It's eating the elephant one bite at a time and using some of the tricks and tools, you know, that Vince has now shared to go make it simple. I mean, I could just imagine, right? Go to your top employee, show them the 12 things you think you need to train everybody on, ask them to do a little voice memo, send it back to you, and bada bing, bada boom, you could follow this. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, Vince. It's crazy where the world's going. It's crazy where I know we're going to continue to keep going. Let me come back to just one final question here, because we're starting to run out of time. Any other final just big tips or words of wisdom you'd like to leave with everybody?
Yeah, I think it's, get it out of your head. That's the most important piece. Don't overthink the system, just get it out of your head and get it onto something. You know, there's an old phrase, you know, back of the napkin, right? That was a thing. People used to actually write it on the back of a napkin.
Right.
If you have to do that, that's still okay.
Yeah.
Take screenshots, take pictures, use voice recording, use video. It doesn't have to be pretty in its first iteration. It just has to be out of your head. You can't live with it forever because you're going to forget stuff. You know, I'll ask you real fast, Casey, like, how do you make, if I asked you how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what would you start telling me?
Grab the bread, jelly, and peanut butter?
Yeah. A lot of people go, you put peanut butter on one slice, you put jelly on the other. And I'm sitting there going, like, how'd you get the jar open? Didn't you have to twist it counterclockwise? Didn't you have to open a knife drawer? People forget these little details once we know something like that. It can't exist in your head because it'll exist too long that you forget all the stuff. And those nuances of your company are what make your company special. There's probably a lot of other companies that do something similar to you. Okay. Your secret sauce is not in the macro, it's in the micro. What are the little things that you do right specifically at your company that make your company so special? That's what needs to be documented for your employees. Yeah. That's my final leave.
Fantastic, Vince. Not surprised. Spoken like a true trainer, getting everybody pumped up what we're going to change and moving our businesses as we approach training. I love it. Well, look, everybody listening in, shameless plug for Vince. If you would like somebody to take a deeper dive into your business and actually lay out and build one of those training grids and take a look at how to break this down and how to get started and have help transcribing, using ChatGPT, putting it into a formalized system, Vince does this every day. So go to our website at cultivateadvisor.com, say, hey, I need a conversation with Vince. We'll connect you. You get a call going. But otherwise, for listening in, again, remember, this is about moving your business one question at a time. And this is really to slow down to say, look, we're all busy as entrepreneurs, but training is vital. And if you don't start to capture training along the way, you will massively lose out on the enterprise value that this company could be worth. More importantly, you'll have higher attrition rates of your staff, making you work harder, longer hours, lying awake at night. You can remove a lot of stress and pressure away from yourself as the business owner by coming at it through the right lens of how to approach training. And Vince, you did an amazing job at laying this out and realizing how we truly could take this on bite by bite. So thank you everybody for joining. Vince, thanks for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode of Catapult Your Business, where we're definitely going to help you propel and grow that business one question at a time. Until next week.